Vayter in Shas and Bab Metzia Daf Kuf. Dangerously close to the end of the Masechta. Here we go. Zok the Heilig of Mishnah. We are found in Kufam and Alpha, the top of the page, by the Mishnah. By the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Machliv Par Bechamor. Let's say do a little deal of me, a little swaparoo. What do you say? You got yourself either a donkey or a cow. You got two parties here. One is a donkey, one is a cow, and they want to switch. They want to pull a little switch over there. So what happens is they do it in a way where there's no money, but it's actually like a chalipin that's going on. They do like a barter system. So that is, I'm going to give you a cow, and you give me a donkey. Viyolda, and then what happens is that the cow ends up giving birth. But we're not sure exactly when the cow gave birth. Did the cow give birth before or after this situation happened? The chlofa, the chalipin here. Because if it happened before, then the baby doesn't belong to the new party. If it happened afterwards, then it was in there, it was considered there, it belongs to them at that stage. So, machle par b'chamor, and it goes ahead and it gives birth. So someone tells us, shivcha kananis, and she gives birth. The seller goes and says, yeah, she gave birth, the cow or the... Or the Shivcha Kananis gave birth before I sold her, and therefore it belongs to me, the baby. They know only afterwards I took it. What do? They go and they split it. Let's say you have two slaves. One's a big one, one's a gutter, one's a cutter. Two fields. One big field and small. Okay, it's the same situation, but now they say, yeah, I bought the big slave or the big field. No, and you, I don't know, I'm not really sure which one. Zocha kagado, the buyer gets the big one. What happens if the seller says, no, I sold you the small one? And the other one says, the buyer says, you know, I'm not really sure. And the katan, he only gets the katan. Let's say you have the case where the buyer says, I got the big one, either the big slave or the big field. And then it says, no, it's the katan. Then yeshava hamocher, the seller has to swear, shakatan mocher, you sold the smaller one. And then that's what they get. Zelmini odea, if each one says, I don't know, and then it says, I don't know, yachloka, then they go and they split it. Zok to Gemara, Mayachloku. Why is it in the case when we don't know when the animal was born that you go and you split the animal, right? We set up a saying, Machapar Bechamor, Violda, Vechena Mochishuchas Violda, and the case where they say, Ze Omer Achalomacharti, Ze Omer Mishalakarti, right? So they go and they split it. Why don't we just put this in a regular case of a Moshe Becher Veir Olavaraya, of a Lech Seber Shus Taman Kami? Where is, in which Shus is this thing right now? And then we'll say, this is a case of a Ida Chamotze Becher Veir Olavaraya. You want to go and you want to take something out of someone's possession, it's on you the burden of proof to prove it. Amar Leir Chia Bar Avim Amar Shmuel, Baumedes Bagam, we're talking about where the animals in a swamp land, doesn't belong to either of them. Shivcha Nami Dekam B'Simta, or the Shivcha is also in a Simta. Rashi is Karen Zavas Asmucha L'Rechava U'Mochir and Ba Behemoth of Adam. It's a place where they sell Behemoth of Adam, therefore it doesn't belong to either one of them, and then you have a way of saying that, so you go and you split it. Says the Gemara, hold on, V'Nokma Acheskas Tamar Kama, why don't we just be mocking it on the chazaka of the sellers and who had it. The other one is Hamani, because who are we going with like here? Whose opinion is this? Simchas, who? This is Simchas. He, the Amor, who says, Mamon, Amutta Basafik, Cholkim, Loshua. If you have money which is in a state of flux and in Safik, what do? You split it without any Shavua. Amor, Damar, Simchas, Basham, Basham. Effectively, hold on a second. When is this true that Simchas says you have Mamon, Amutta Basafik, you're and you split it? That's of a case of a Shema and Shema. The Bari, Bari, do you say in the case of Baru Bari? I just could go my sneeze and Zel Marcane who, Zel Marcane who, Miyamar. Right? So each one is saying, no, this is what happened. That's the case of Bari Vabari. Therefore, Sumchas wouldn't say it then. So Amarahuna in Amar Sumchas the field of Bari Bari. Sumchas din of Mamun Hamuta Basafi, because I'm saying it happened. I'm the seller of I'm getting rid of the cow, and I said it happened before, gave birth before I gave it to you, and you said it happened after, so both of them are bari there, but it's still a suffix now, which actually happened. Even Sumchus would say bari bari. Rava Amar Le'olam Kiyomer Sumchus Shem Hashemah. When does Sumchus say the din of Mamun Mutab Safik is Chalkin? That's only in the case of Shema Ushema, but not in the case when it is Bari. If a Bari Bari, Lo Amar. Vitani, okay, so how do you read our mission to make this work? Ze Omer Shema, Achlo Vacharti. We don't say it, he says, oh, it's definitely from when before I sold it. No, but rather it's Omer Shema and Vizomer Shema Mishal Kachti. And now we have the case, we just have to do a little Did a little switcheroo, a little fixing up there of the Mishnah. Tana, no, two different ways of looking at this. We have Rabba Bar Rav Huno says Simchas says even Bari Bari. That's where Simchas would say you split it. And Ravu said no, only by Shema Shema. And then he has to switch to Mishnah. Now Rav Kasha and Rav Huno's understanding. Tana, we're looking to the Mishnah. Let's say they say each one says, I don't know. Yeah, look, they split it. Bishlam on the Rava. Okay, makes sense going to Rava, who says that it's only in the case of Shema. The Sefer of Shema Shema, Reisha Nami Shema Shema. The case of Sefer is Shema Shema. So the Reisha is also Shema Shema. And since each situation, it's unclear what's going on, it's only a perhaps, only a maybe. So we go according to Chusumchus and you split it. Allah, the Rabbi Bar Huna, according to him, Damar in Amar Sumchus, the field of Bari Bari, even in case of Bari Bari. So then the Reisha's case of Bari Bari, Hashta Bari Bari, Amar Yachilki, he says Sumchus to split it. Then the Seif of Shema, Vishema, I mean, Bari, would you even have to teach me that they're going to split over there? Of course. You even split it in Bari, of course, in Suffolk. Says, go on, no, Imishum Ha, lawyer, that's not really an issue because Tana Sefer Lagulay Beisha. The reason why the Sefer writes Shema to tell Shema is that you shouldn't make a mistake. Shalot Tomer Reisha Shema Vishema, that the Reisha Shema. We need to make a distinction to let you know that the Reish is actually Rabari. Of a Bari Bari low, that you think Bari Bari not, and only Shema. So therefore, Tani Sefer Shema Veshema, Mechal the Reish of Bari Bari, but Filo Hachia Chloki, even in that case, you'd go and you split it. And another question, attack of Rabbi Huna. We learned to the Mishnah in the second to last case. Zelmer Gadol, if one says there's a big field, there is a. You have big slaves, the gadol katan in the fields, the gadol katan. So one zelmer gadol, zelmer katan, then what happens? The buyer says, hey, I got the bigger one. The seller says, no, give the smaller one. Yishavar mochesh katan malchar. So what you do there is that the seller swears that it was the katan that was sold, and that's what you do. That's what the guy gets. Bish lama la rava da amar makes sense going to over says ki amar simchus shema 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 on the shema shema do you split it avol bari bari lo amar that you don't do it mishum hachi shema that's why the seller is going to swear and you don't apply simchus din of going and splitting it ala rava rav huna damar in amar simchus afil bari bari samai shema mocher why does he have to swear yachlokum ibari le he's just saying that you go and you split it. Oh, says Gemara, no, Moda Simchus will agree. Hey, Chadika Shvua Daraisa, where there's a Shvua that comes into the picture here, where there's a swear that's to pop in, then you don't go, you don't split it. Kitabina Lima Kaman, like we're going to say soon. Rashi says, the Kaman Mukminan La Bidikata Liada Delav Helechu. Okay, we're gonna see something where ourselves gonna spell it out. But the point is, in such a case, he would be masking to such an idea, like we're gonna see to explain the sumchus later on. Okay, so far so good. Says the Gemara, Hayalo beis avadim. If you have 12 avadim, echagad vechakata, as the Mishnah said, then says the Gemara, Amai Yishavu, why do you have to go and swear? Masha Tavu lo hodolo, and Masha hodolo lo tavu, Masha taino lo hodolo, Masha hodolo lo taino. We know that in order to have to swear, you need to be something called moda b'miksas. And that is like, let's say you say to me, you owe me $100. I say, I don't owe you $100, I only owe you $50. Then I'm agreeing to partial claim of that. But if you say, you owe me, you know, 100 barrels of wheat, and I say, no, only 50 barrels of barley, then those are two things that are not shy to them, and there's no swear over there. So over here, well, these are two separate things entirely. That is that a big slave and a small slave, or a big field, small field, they're not shy one to the next. Not like it's a continuation of actual field itself. Therefore, there's no swearing over here. For Odin, furthermore, not only that, even if you want to say it's considered about the mikas here, Halechu, this is a case of Halech, right? And we saw this Gemara much earlier in Dav Dalid. Says Rashi, Halechu, v'zeshem mode alav muchan hu litlo, v'ikul lamandamra de Halech pater beperikama, and that is, in this case, when you have the small slave, which he's admitting that he sold, the seller saying, I gave you that, go ahead, the buyer can come and just take it. And according to Rav Sheshes, we saw earlier, that in such a situation, it's not considered part of it, part of this claim. It's not like a mode b'mikses over here, there's no sheiches over here. And so it's just look at what's the value difference between the two, right? So according to Rav Sheshes, the seller shouldn't have to make any sort of shvuah over here. What's going on? Says Gemara V'od, and not only that, and furthermore, even according to Rav Chia, who says that you're chayev to swear by the halach, which is the machlokas over there, ein nishbayin al avadim. We don't swear when it comes to avadim. Amarav betono demei says, okay, we got to switch it up a little bit here. So we switch it to all, not to it itself, the slave, the field, but rather to the value, the money. Demei eved gadol, demei eved katan, demei sade gadola, demei sade ketana, and then it becomes like a moda b'mikas, mixas part. Yeah, I owe you, but only X amount. Shmuel amar betonos ksus eved gadol. Okay, now the Gemara says, but what Shmuel says, the Mishnah is talking about where the buyer is saying that a Ushmalamer betono ksus eved gadol. It's the clothing of an eved gadol versus ksus eved katan. Ome sada gadola versus ome sada katana. Or it's talking about he bought sheaves of stuff that came from a large field or coming from a small field. And now all the ideas about the mixas fall into play. Beep, turn the page, go from the base. Ksus, doesn't matter, wait a second. Clothing, what is ksus of an eved cutting, ksus of an eved gadol? What shaykhis here? Mashatanu lahodolo, mashahodolo lotano. There's no shaykhis, a big clothing for a big eved and clothing for a small eved. One thing has nothing to do with the other. Therefore, it's not even considered to come out of a mixas. There shouldn't be any swearing at all. Says, go on, okadam, papa, bidi yalfi. Achanam bidi yalfi. What are we talking about? We're talking about a case where they were attached, and here too, and they're attached. That means to say that the difference between the big beged and the small beged is that they're all attached pieces. And to make a gadol, you just attach a little bit more. All right, so Rashi says, Shebeget shalem hayav adayin mechubar. Ze omer ksus gadol macharti lechav, ze omer ksus ketana. So therefore, it's considered within the same thing. And we have a case of Modemikas, and then the swear comes into play. Now, Shmuel just gave a pshat that the difference between them is the case of ksus eved gadol and ksus eved katan. But now we go and say a little bit different than that. Says the Gemara. Right, and then we ask the kasha on him and says, Ksos, what do you mean? There's no shaykhus? And he answers, yeah, there is a shaykhus. But now the Gemara knocks it out and gives another answer. Kasha lay le Rebbe Oshaya. Rebbe Oshaya had a problem with the way that Shmuel explained this. Midi ksus katani, eved katani. Where does it say there was ksus in the Mishnah? All it says in the Mishnah is about an eved. It doesn't write about ksus at all. Elam, Rebbe Oshaya, kigon shetanu eved b'ksuso. It's what's the example? Where the buyer is claiming from the seller a large slave with his garment, and the seller is admitting to selling a small slave with his garment. Vesada be'omrea, or we're talking about the large field with its sheaves, and the seller is saying it's a small one with its sheaves. Vakatik sus. Okay, period. Now, hold on 1 second. Vakatik sus. In your case, you're selling sus. Mashatano, lahodolo, mashahodolo, lotano. One thing has nothing to do with the other. The ksus, one type of ksus is not like the other at all. Therefore, it's not like a modem mixas where you can go swear. Then you can continue that shvua and do like a gilgul shvua into the eved where the mishnah says to do the gilgul shvua, the shvua over there. But here, you can't do it for, there's no reason to do it for the ksus because one thing is not shak to the other. And therefore, it shouldn't be the eved either. So, vikashinam also. Papa bidi yalfi. Your papa says, no, it's okay. We're talking about a kiss bidi yalfi where they attached all those pieces together to make one thing. And once he's swearing on that, then we can go and continue the swear on the shvua as well. Kashalele Rav Sheshes. Hold on 1 second. It's still a Kash from Rav Shaya from Rav Sheshes. Zokikin Asa La Zokikin Asa Lashminan. Says Rashi, meaning to say, Shametaltalin Zokikin is a Karkala Shvua, that the Metaltalin is going to drag in the Karka to make a Shvua to Nina. But we already learned this in a straight up in the Mishnah in Kiddushin. Zokikin and Nechasim Shein Lamechayas is a Nechasim Shein Lamechayas Lishava Aleim. You have Metaltalin. Excuse me, movable objects, movable property can go and cause regular land to cause to go out and to make a shvua. So even though the Torah says that avadim are considered like karka, we would learn out from the Mishnah a chiyuv to swear about the clothing of the slave can then go out and cry out the shvua himself on the eved. So you don't have to teach us this because we already know this. So we say, okay. Elam, Rav Sheshes, Hamani, who is this going like that the seller takes a shavua on a mode of mikvahs, even when it comes to avadim and to karka, which is pashtus what the Mishnah is talking about here. Rabbi Meir, he The Amar Avda Kimetalton Dami. He says, this is a machlokas. He's of the opinion that Avadim are considered like metaltalin when it comes to the idea of shvua. So therefore, just like a shvua can be done with metaltalin, so you can do it on Eved also. And right, this at least answers one of the three kashas that we had. But we still have the issue of that the buyer said and the seller said there's no hodah one to the next. Right? How could you have a swear here in the first place? It's not considered modem miktas. Says Gemara, Savalok Rabbi Gamliel. It learns like Rabbi Gamliel. The Tanai and the Tanai Mishnah. Tainu chitam hodasarim pater. If someone says a claim, hey, you owe me chitam, and then says no, it's only sarim, you're gonna be pater. Rashi says that. But in and hodah, min hatayinatzma. You have to have hodah and admittance to the actual tayin itself. You say I owe you $100. I say it's $50. So it's dollars and dollars. But you tell me 100 wheat, I'll tell you 50 barley. Well, there's no shaychus pater. But Gamliel mechayev. Oh, Gamliel says, in such a case, that is related enough to be mechayev you. That is, you said 100, I say 50. Doesn't really matter what it's about. The point is, you're admitting to half of the claim, and therefore that's enough. That's our mission over here. He's saying a bigger slave, and he's saying, seller's admitting to a small one, that's enough. So you have to swear. Akati helichu, but over then we still have the situation of helich, take it, it's yours. And the seller should not have to go in to do a shavua if even modem b'miksa. That's why they have to do it. Amarava avda dekata liyadei. The case of the slave that we're discussing, the Mishnah is saying that after the sale happened, the seller then cut off the hand of the small slave. And that's the one that he was admitting, Rashi says, like, whoever cut them the modele, because that he admitted to selling. Vesada shechafer baboros sichin varos, where he started like digging it all up. Pits, ditches, and caverns. He started to rip it up. Now, it can't be at this stage. It's all messed up. There's no thing of halach. Go ahead, take it out, because it can't be taken. It can't be used for anything. So now the Mishnah is going to say that he has to take a shavua, and then he moves on. But at least he has to take a shavua. How's that going to help you? It's all destroyed. The answer is that he's at least given the value of what he was swearing. That's the smaller one, not the bigger one. So we said it's Rabbi Meir. Says the Gemara, V'ha Rabbi Meir, if chashamininle. But we heard just the opposite of Rabbi Meir, that a slave is considered like land, and therefore you're not allowed to swear by it. The time we learned in a Mishnah, in our Besechta, right, a few blot ago, Gazel Behema V'Hiskina, if someone stole an animal and it got old while it was in the possession of the Ganav, and it went down in value, Avadim V'Hiskina, or slaves, and they got old, same idea, Masham K'shasek Zela, you have to pay like the time that you actually stole it, the value of what it was when you stole it. Rabbi Meir said, that b'avadim omer lo harishal chalufanecha. When it comes to avadim, let him just say harishal chalufanecha. Take that which is yours; it's right here in front of you. Rashi comes and explains harishal chalufanecha. The kaimelim b'vakama karka ena nigzelis. It can't be stolen. V'chol makom sheibir shus baila ba'aleh omedus. Anywhere it is, it's in the possession of the original owners. V'eved. I mean, ever is a karka, v'ena nigzalios nikne legasa, and it's not considered stolen. L'shalim damin, to have to pay the money. Hilkach kiaskin b'shus edemariskin. When it gets older, it's like it got older in the reshus of the actual owner. So we see over here clearly the mayor is going along with that opinion to saying that it's like karka, therefore you don't have an opening over here to say that there's a shvua. There's no holakasha. Kidamachlif rabba baro avua. Vitani. Rabbi Ravua goes and he explains that Mishnah over there and saying, Rabbi Meir Omer, Mishalim Kishasak Zela. Rabbi Meir says that he pays at the time of the robbery, even in the case of Avadim. V'chachamim Omerim Omer Lo Ba'avadim Hari Shechol B'Fanecha. The robber, the god of the thief, can say, in the case of the Avadim, here's what's yours is in front of you, it's yours. So according to this, that our mission is going, Rabbi Meir does say that slaves are considered like metatlin. Rav Sheshes now is good, everything's good and dandy. Switch of a gear to there, and everything's good to go. Frek the Gemara. Ella mimayda savi Rabbi Meir, makshinen karka le'evet. That which we know Rabbi Meir holds, that we're comparing land to a slave, ma eved Nishbain av karga nishbain. So just as we swear in reference to a eved, so we're going to do it by land also. Dilma a eved hu dinishbain av al karka lo. Maybe only by a slave we swear, because according to Meir, a slave is considered like metaltalin, which
Of course, you can make a shvua by that. Aval karka lo. But he wouldn't say it when it comes to karka. Now, you wouldn't come to think that a mayor is going to make a distinction between the Eved and the land in reference to swearing. The tiny, because we're going to have a b'raisa. If you go and you swear, you switch over, you know, the power of a chamor. I've been giving you a power, you're giving me a chamor, and then the power gives birth. The same idea. And this one says, she gave birth in my rishus, and therefore it's mine. And the other one is quiet because they don't know. Zacha, the one who is, in the case of Bari, they end up getting it. But let's say the case is the one of them says, I don't know whether it was in my rishus or not. And this is, I don't know. Yachlo, could we go ahead and we split? And this one says, she gave birth to my rishus. And my rishus, Yishav Amocha, Shabbos Yalda, the seller swears that it was in his rishus that it gave birth. Lafi, and then he gets to keep it. Lafi Shekol Nishbayim, but Torah. Nishboyin velo mishalmik. Anyone who swears gets to swear and doesn't have to pay. Divi Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. So you're seeing that the seller is to swear in order to get out of having to pay. V'chamam, they say, ain't nishboyin velo alavodim velo alakarkos. No, you don't swear by either one. According to Chachamim, he swears to get himself, he swears to pater himself only in the case of the animal, which is metatalin. But in reference to the Eved, then you don't take a shvu over there. Okay, so now, lav mechlal to Rabbi Meir, suffer nishbayin. Don't we see from here, and don't we have a mashmos over here, the Rabbi Meir is going to say, you do swear when it comes to the idea of karka? Because he says, we don't swear when it comes to karka. That's what the Chachamim were saying. Sounds like Rabbi Meir would say, you do. Says Gemara, so therefore you would equate those two things of Eved and Karka. Says Gemara, no, me my. Right, we're trying to say maybe it's a split only by Eved, not by Karka. We see clearly Mary put it together from the fact that the Chachamim are arguing with him. Says Gemara, me my. How do you know? How'd you come out to that? Dilma Keshem Ka'amr Le. Maybe the Chachamim just saying like a just like response, meaning to say, Ki hechi de odis lan bekarkos, just like you agreed to us when it comes to karka, that you can't do a shvua, odis lan by avadim. You should be molded to us also by avadim. But he's not saying that the mayor would be saying that you do it like with karka also. He's saying, I agree with you, just like you agree with us with karka, so to agree with avadim, even though he doesn't. So we wouldn't be able to learn from that brisa that Rabbi Meir would say that you swear when it comes to karka. Really, it just comes out bidu kafuch kafe neeman, just the opposite, that you wouldn't be doing it by karka. You would not, because he's saying, like, agree with us with that also. No, it's the opposite. He doesn't say that. And so I don't have a raya for Rabbi Meir over here. Teida says the Gemara. You should just know something. You should know. What should you know, you ask? Glad you asked. We're going to knock off the way that Rav Sheshis understands. Right? Rav Sheshis is saying the Mishnah by saying that by working with the world of Rabbi Meir, Baruch is going to knock him off, though. You should know Rabbi Meir is going to say that a Shavua is not taken when it comes to Kaka. The Tanakh is willing to the Mishnah and Shavua. So, Meir, Omer, Yesh Devarim Shehein Kikaka Ve'en Kikaka. There are things that are like Kaka, not like Kaka. Some things are like Kaka, but they're not considered like karka in reference to the idea of a shvua. Vein chacham modum lo, but chacham do not agree. Case at how so? Let's say you have got yourself a case of yud gefanim to unos masartilach. Let's say someone says, I gave you 10 vines with grapes. I gave those to you. V'halo amar, ein an elechamish, don't you only give me 5? Or meir mechai, or meir says, that you're chayev to go to Geshavua, modem and mixas, chum momim, kolom achubah kaka, real kaka. Everything's connected to the land, it's like land itself. Rashi says, ve'en ishbanlum, you can't make a swear in it. The Omer Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina, anovim, grapes, ha'omdos libatsa ikibineu. The machlok between the two is like grapes that are ready to be harvested. The Mar Savar kibitzu is damian. Rameir says, if it's ready to be, it's like it's already detached. And therefore, you go and swear. Omar Savar Lav Kibitzu is damian. They're not considered like that. And therefore, you don't go ahead and make the swear. Kum Tuchoysen, that Rav Sheshis was wanted to say that Rameir says that you swear by karka, comes out that it's not really not the case. You don't swear by karka, only by things omedly butzer. El Eliolam Kedro Shaya. Rather than Mishnah, how do we understand it? According to the world of Rav Hoshaya. Or the Kasha Lan, right according to Rav Hoshaya, the Mishnah is saying the case where the buyer says he's claiming from the seller a big slave with his ksus, and the seller is admitting to selling a small one with his ksus, and also the case where the buyer is saying a large field with its sheaves, other than saying the small with its sheaves. With the Kasha Lan, Zok again, and that which you asked over there, hold on a second, why is the Tana coming to teach something we already know, the case of Zok again? Itzchech, we need to go and teach it. I would have thought, ksus eved ke eved dami, the clothing of the eved is like the eved himself, and homi sadek asadek dami, it's like the sadek itself. Kamash Malan is coming to tell you that it's not the case, and you could swear for one and then be zokek to do the swear on the other as well. Zok the next part of the Mishnah. If let's say somebody sells a shifcha kananis and gives birth, and this one says, I don't know whether it's a marriage or not. The other one says, I don't know. Yechlok, we split it. Hamani, who's that? Simchasi. The Amar, Maman, and Mutamasafik Cholkin. Ema Seifa, Zelomer Bishusi. Let's say one says, Myrish says, Zelomer Bishusi. Myrish says, Yeshava Mocha Shabishuso, Yelda. The seller swears that it was in his Rishus, and then he gets to keep it. Ulu Rababar of Huna, the Amar, Ain. Amar Simchas Afilu Bari Bari, yeah. He says, even my Bari Bari, Amayi Shava Mocha, why do you have to swear? Yacholkim Yibari, you should say that they go and they divide it. He says, Gmar, Moda Simchas Echadik Yishvot Darai, so the Yishvot Darai says, Moda, that you go ahead, that you can't just split it. Ute Kita'a Liyadei Kedarava, and further, this is not the case of Halich, because we're talking about a case where after the sale happened, they cut off the hand, which with the way that Rava goes and explains it. That's why it can't be halach, because you can't take it anymore, because it can't even be used. You're just admitting to the fact that you have to pay something. So since this is not halach, and since the town of the Braisa goes according to the mayor, who says that midoraisa, shvuas, are put over here when you have a slave, the Braisa, therefore, is going to be chayiv the seller to make a shvua of moda b'miksas. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I'm going to show you all a great, great day.